Save big on home updates at Menards. Transform your floors and walls with stylish Mohawk porcelain tile. 12 by 24 inch urban forged tiles combine a bold modern look with the timeless beauty of natural stone for a stunning result. Plus, they feature StepSure, an advanced slip-resistant technology providing safety without compromising style. Save big money on Mohawk porcelain tile. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
In that cash flow, DJ Khaled. I got penthouse on both coasts. PH balance. Real
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city.
Your name, I've forgotten your name. I've seen you, but I don't know your name.
KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
We have business to discuss.
ESPN 97.5, a Gao Media station.
Imagine owing the IRS 15 grand with no way to pay. That's what Eric faced. Then he called Optima Tax Relief. Here's Ray Dinnan, Vice President of Resolutions at Optima Tax Relief.
Eric was scared. The IRS had sent him letters saying they were about to take aggressive actions against him. He was worried about his paycheck, his home, his car. Our team at Optima Tax Relief mobilized to protect him. We negotiated with the IRS on Eric's behalf and fought to get the settlement he needed. How'd we do? We got the IRS to accept a deal that resolved Eric's tax debt for $3,500 instead of the $15,000 they originally wanted. Case closed. We're proud to have resolved over $500 million of tax debt for our clients like Eric, and we'd like to help you.
Call Optima Tax Relief to learn how they can help you. Your consultation is free and confidential. Call 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Looking for ways to save with your Medicare plan? Walgreens is a preferred network pharmacy with many of the nation's plans, which could mean lower copays for you. So bring your prescriptions to a Walgreens pharmacy today to start saving. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Walgreens participates as a preferred network pharmacy with Cigna HealthSpring and Humana. Walgreens participates with other plans. See walgreens.com/Medicare for details.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Hey, Renter's Warehouse time. Lance and I both are big fans of everything that is going on over there. Rich Drake and his team, just spectacular.
Yep.
In getting you, well, first of all, if you have to rent, if you're looking for to rent a house, this is the only place to go. They have more outlets, more places to find houses for you. They'll find exactly what you want. They've got houses now more than anybody else does. Secondly, if you're thinking about getting rid of your renting out your house, how about just call and find out what's it? It doesn't hurt to just say, okay, here's my square feet, here's my zip code. Just tell me how much my house
it's
will
the
rent.
Easiest
for.
Thing in the world. You just say, hell yeah, here's that's literally that's all that's it, it is. Square footage, rooms, and your zip code. They do all the homework for you, and then they come back and say, this is what you can expect, you know, plus or minus $100, $150. What your home should rent for, and then you pay them one low monthly fee, and they handle everything from, you know, finding you the renters. They handle marketing your property, finding you renters, background checking your renters, anything that arises. They're your professional landlords. So anytime there's a problem with the house, like, oh, the gate latch is messed up. Well, that's their problem. That's not even a YP. It's not your problem. That's their problem. But they're still going to take care of it for you for that one low monthly fee. Make sure that you call 713-224-RENT and ask them how much your house will rent for. You can also do it online by submitting your information at renterswarehouse.com. 713-224-RENT.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. John and Lance, along with Dell. Raheel's going to be here in an hour. right here on ESPN. If maybe if he makes it in on time, I don't know. A lot of times he doesn't.
We got a song, David Shaw, who's a listener. I sent you that. We'll play it out of the next one. He and his band actually did a song for us.
Oh, nice.
Actually did a song.
For the show?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Well, we could just play. Actually, I guess we could just play it now.
Let's get Rick in here. Oh, yeah. We got the shortest wait times.
Over 9 minutes. Not that short.
The wait time thing.
Yeah, well, we had a break.
We don't count commercial time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, Rick is here. What's up, Rick?
Hey, Rick. Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, man.
You guys are great in the morning.
Thanks, man.
I have a question for you. What team, the first 2 years they were in the AFC, won the AFC championship?
Houston.
Thank you. Nope. Now you say Houston never had a winner?
No.
I mean, they had winners like George Toler and King Hill.
King Hill.
George Blanda.
Well, yep, that happened. 60 and 61.
We're cruising along. That's a long honeymoon period.
Yeah. Well, hey, that's okay. Yeah, that's part of and parcel of.
I don't know
of the greatness that is Houston football.
Do we call Houston a winner because of what happened 57 years ago?
Yeah.
I mean, if so, then this 9-7 thing has a lot of legs.
Yes, we call it
South 2 years in a row.
Thank you, Bill.
Back.
Yeah. Houston. Won the first two AFLs, but it's a while ago now, Rick. That happened a while ago. So we got the song?
I feel like we can't just rest on our
1961 championships
from the early 60s.
Doesn't it feel like most people in the Texans organization are resting on that, even though
even
though they weren't any part of it?
What if they started using that? Well, we've got the ox squarely out of the ditch. We won back in 61. Like, who's we? What are you talking about?
Houston?
This land wasn't even developed. What do you mean? You probably played somewhere out.
Jepson Stadium.
Yeah. Is that where they played?
Jepson.
Yep.
No.
So.
They had mosquitoes as big as.
Oh, no.
Small dogs. What happened?
It wasn't supposed to be. I thought until my first mock draft came out.
Oh no.
Oh.
Well, what do you got? How many people are on it? I gotta see.
NFL just. Okay, so NFL. College football 24/7 just released it.
No.
Okay.
Well, what about NFL.com?
Well, NFL.com's probably going to pick it up and retweet it, and that's when all that.
Didn't you write it for them?
Well, I write it for College Football 24/7.
Oh.
Initially, the college section, and then the NFL. When the NFL puts it out there, when they tweet it or retweet it, that's when the haters flock in. Wait until you see the heat that I'm about to catch. You want to know who I gave the Texans in the first round of the mock draft?
The first round. They don't have a first round pick.
Oh, that's right. Well, but
what did you give them in the second round?
In the second round, it's a two round mock. It's first two rounds. Second round, let me see who I gave them.
On what? You had them trading up? You really believe they're going to trade up?
I think there's a good chance. They don't have a second rounder either. Yeah. I didn't have to do anything with the Texans in this draft. I can already tell you where are people going to be mad. I have Josh Allen going 6th to the Colts. Darnold
to
one.
The Colts?
Oh, they're no, I'm sorry. To the Jets.
Be furious at you if it was
Jets. Jets. I figured you want to follow up Hackenberg with Allen. I'm going Darnold and then Rosen to the Giants. And I said, while there are better players on the board, the Giants might reach to fill a need. I'm just going to let you know right away what I'm thinking on.
Ooh,
Josh Rosen.
They're not going to be happy with you.
Nobody's going to be. I see it on here.
I got Sam Darnold. You won't find on it. It's tricky. You got to follow College 24/7 on Twitter and get it that way.
Oh.
Sam Darnold won. To the Browns
that way.
And Saquon Barkley 4 to the Browns. If you came away with Darnold and Barkley, I think you're in good shape. And I got to tell you, I think there are five or six big time players in the front end of this draft. It's good to have a top 4 pick this
year. We talked about this before. Would you rather have Saquon or Ronald Jones?
I'd rather have Saquon. Okay. He's bigger. And Ronald is good. I put a good grade on Ronald.
I am following him.
But Saquon Barkley's bigger. Saquon can play on all three downs. Saquon can hold up to the punishment, I think. Ronald is still a little bit of a smaller guy. Like he's gonna check in right at over 200, maybe. But, man, is he electric.
If the Browns walk away with Darnold and Saquon Barkley, holy crap.
That's a great That's a great game. The Browns, it's going to be anything.
I'm telling you, the Browns are just a year or two away from being really good.
Anything that doesn't include Josh Allen, they got a chance to have a great draft. Because you almost can't screw this up. You've got Quentin Nelson, who I think is going to be an all-pro guard early in his career and one of the great guards to play. You got Quentin Nelson. You got Bradley Chubb. Sam Darnold, Tremaine Edmonds, who's the 6'5", 250-pound linebacker, runs in a 4.5 from Virginia Tech, who's a freak show. Like, you got some really talented players. I think, I mentioned Bradley Chubb.
You got him ahead of Roquan?
Oh, yeah. Tremaine is a freak show.
Yeah, but Roquan.
Roquan's great, too, yeah. I got Tremaine getting drafted. I mean, he's 6'5", 250, and he's going to run. He's going to be faster.
You love Quentin Nelson. Boy, oh, yeah. You are all about Quentin Nelson.
Oh, every NFL team I talk to loves him too. Yep. It's
Baker easy. Mayfield to the Dolphins.
Get that.
I did that for Dell.
No, you didn't. Because if you did it for me, you would have picked Lamar Jackson.
Adam Gase.
Keep that. Using his mom's alleged illness to avoid getting measured away from my team.
How excited are you going to be if Baker Mayfield goes 11 to your Dolphins?
I won't be excited at all. But some. I mean, we all, there's a person who
fan bases will, the fan base,
I know,
will be.
There's a person who, for however, I don't know how he does it, has Dolphins information, and he's pretty much right with the draft, and he thinks the Dolphins are going to take Baker Mayfield if he's there. This guy,
who is
that,
this person?
I don't know. He's a guy who just has an in with the organization, and
how do you know? Like, is he on Twitter?
I don't know him. He's one of those message board types, but he's he seems to be always right.
He seems
right.
To be right.
Yeah.
Well, I thought Baker, when I thought about the quarterbacks, Gase. So Gase had Tim Tebow also, and he found a way to fit an offensive team, but to fit Tim Tebow. And so ultimately I thought, you know what? He could do the same thing with Baker Mayfield. And, man, you know what's a real deciding factor when I went and did this mock is I looked at how much Ryan Tannehill, you know, Blake Bortles, Ryan Tannehill, there's some guys with some big-ass cap numbers coming up. Bortles is $19 million next year.
He took him to the AFC Championship game. Carried him.
I'd keep him if I were you, Jacksonville, and I'd extend him.
Yep. No. Up forever.
That's what
if
I would do.
If they take Baker over Lamar, if they're taking a quarterback.
I gave Jacksonville Lamar. I gave Jacksonville Lamar
just
Jackson.
Just getting more and more upset over here.
Yep. Yeah. Miami, Baker.
Take the hometown kid, Miami. He's from Miami. Take him.
That's kind of high.
You like him.
You got four quarterbacks in the first round?
Five.
Oh, yeah, Josh Allen, five.
I think the only guy who could slip out is
Lamar.
Is Lamar now, yeah.
Baker's for sure a first rounder, even with all the stuff swirling.
I don't think for sure. I think there really isn't. I don't think there's really anything truly swirling other than he's missed some media sessions when he was. But
he's got a whole little.
He was supposedly sick before.
He's got a little vibe.
During the week of. Yeah. Like, I think he could have legitimately been sick.
Yeah.
Leading up to the playoffs, if there's something wrong with his mom, then there's something wrong with his mom. So be it. So I don't know. I don't know what to say about Baker. We'll see how he handles the combine. We'll see how I think his workout's going to be fine. We'll see what he measures at the combine first and foremost, and then we'll see how his interviews are. I think, you know, but Johnny had a lot of people snowed at interviews too. Johnny was one of the great con men.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny had everyone believing, man. Johnny's locked in now. He's bought into the process. That Johnny that y'all saw with the money sign stuff, yeah. That's over. Johnny's like, you know, George Whitfield. Remember when he was in the sand doing some, oh, look at me in the sand. I'm serious now. I'm in the sand doing some. Like, what are you doing?
I'm doing
footwork drills in the sand. This is real talk. That was like 8 seconds of Instagram. You didn't see the other 16 hours of partying in La Jolla.
All right. With the champagne and the sparklers in his mouth. That was fun. You know who else is a great interview? John Clay Wolf. And he's with us right now on ESPN 97.5. What's up, John Clay Wolf?
Sitting in the Starbucks line, man.
You are. Cool, man. Get your day started and start giving people some money. You know, I was thinking about this, John Clay Wolf, giving me the VIN.com. Why wouldn't you, if you were going to sell your car, why wouldn't you call you guys? And because what does a dealer do? He wants to give you as little back for your trade-in and charge and jack you up, right? And jack you up on the car that you're buying. Why not get the best price you can for your trade-in?
That's where they make their money now. I mean, they have to give the new cars away. So they make their money on financing and trade-in. If they think it's worth 20 grand, they show you 18. So if you go to gimmethevin.com and we give you 20 grand or 21 or 22, then you can show that to your dealer or just sell it to us. and we'll do an in and out with your dealer. But you know, it's great for the consumer. It's not that good for the dealers because we're taking away one of the profit centers, but we're giving it to the consumer. So, and we're picking up about $500 to $400 a car. That's what that's our average profit margin. Actually, it's about $380 to be exact. And but I mean, like tomorrow morning, I've got 400 cars that I'm going to sell at the Dallas Auto Auction all in a row. And you know, it's a volume game, and we lose a lot of money on a lot of cars, and we make money on cars. We run averages, and it makes us a little bit, and it makes the public a lot.
How about that, John Clay Wolf? Give me the VIN.com. It just doesn't make any sense for you just to go to the dealer and trade in your car. Get as much as you possibly can for it. And like he said, John Clay will do it through your dealer. So it's all one transaction. All at givemethevin.com. Givemethevin.com. What are you getting, a double chai latte with 7 sweet and lows?
Vinny Pike, 2 sweet and lows, double cup. Thank you very much.
All right, good night then. John Clay Wolf, givemethevin.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Please stand by.
It's Mojo Chow. You're listening to The Bench, baby. Yo, I gotta get up in the morning. It's Johnny Lance. I gotta get up in the morning. It's Johnny Lance.
All right, welcome back here. I found out during the break.
Listen to it. Watch this.
About that, Dell. Got the whole city lit. Did you know that?
Gary Clark. Got a little Gary Clark stuff.
Yeah. It's not Jay-Z, so Dell doesn't like it.
Why do you keep bringing up Jay-Z? I don't care about Jay-Z.
I don't know. You love Jay-Z. Apparently.
No, I don't.
That's what the guy said.
I don't know why he said that.
That's
I don't
what
ever
said on Twitter.
I don't
Twitter's
ever,
never wrong.
I don't. Yeah, they are. I don't ever play Jay-Z even here. I don't love Jay-Z.
I'm just sorry. You just love Jay-Z.
That's David Shaw and his band. Soulchild put that together. They got in the studio.
That's real nice, man. Thank you. That is awesome stuff. You know what? Play that every time coming back.
Yeah, I'm not probably going to do that.
How about hour two?
Yeah, play it again.
Every segment in hour two?
No, just hour two. Just the beginning of hour two. You have to play every segment.
That's what he wanted.
I want it to be longer so we just wait and just let it play for 3 minutes. Like, there's a show, Ron Bennington, sometime... The Ron and Fez show, and then it's Knott's Bennington's. He does a show with his daughter. He's one of the funniest, tremendous interviews, and he's a satellite guy. He has music, and Opie and Anthony used to be like this when I would hear some of their intro. They would play, what's that song?
No
like
one knows.
Some kind of do.
Les Mis.
No, it's not Les Mis. It was some kind of like Western type, but I don't know. Anyway, there's nothing better than when I would hear. Because I'm do radio, so I recognize he's like, so far this intro music has gone 90 seconds. Like, he's almost in 2 minutes, and I realize somebody's either using a bathroom or they're watching a video. They like, don't go.
No,
we're
going to
finish doing
right.
This. And I'm like, I've heard it go 3 full minutes. He's played an entire, like, sometime Ron Bennington will play Strawberry Letter 22 or whatever it is from Earth, Wind, and Fire.
What's this?
And the whole thing will play. I'm just like, God, that would be great to just play a whole song for 3 minutes.
Well, that's what happens when Dell goes to the bathroom and we sit there and wait for him to come back.
That's fine.
Yeah.
As long as you like the song.
Well, yeah, I know, but. How about that? Stop being lazy or
what?
Get a bigger bladder. Whatever. Whatever it takes.
What are you talking about?
Time to get Gilbert on the show, everybody. This is the 9th tour of duty. Gilbert.
Yeah, how you doing, gentlemen?
What's going on, Gilbert?
Not much anyway. I want to know that any of you gentlemen care about going to the... want to see John Gardner grow up a little bit?
What?
Want to see who?
Calgon restaurant to remodel, you know, expand, get a get a bigger building anyway, you know.
You think China Garden should remodel?
No, expand it.
Expand.
We build out a big one.
Well, I think it's pretty big. It's going pretty good.
Yeah, no, not that big. Like, you got the Toyota Center. They should have two-story a China Garden building now. So they got a Toyota Center. We'll be on one Rockets game in Concord, you know.
Yeah.
Think that'd be a good idea, probably, John?
Yeah, tell Carol. She knows the one. She wants a. She probably wants a two-story building. She probably wants, a lot more seats, I would imagine.
And Lance, can you do me a favor?
Yeah,
what, Lance. What's that?
Can give me, go to the internet and give me a Super Bowl program book anyway. That's a little more work day anyway.
Nope, I cannot.
Why
can't you do that?
Why can't you do that? Gilbert needs a Super
Bowl. Where do I
have? He needs a Super Bowl program.
I'll tell you what. I need you to get me $26. Can you do that?
No. No.
Well, I want to see.
Where's your next remote at?
I'm just kidding. I don't need $26. I can't do it at all.
In Phoenix, I spent $76 on him, a hat and a T-shirt.
Yeah, and he just kept getting rolled on for everything.
Right, but now he asks you, doesn't he?
Yeah, well, I'm not going to release.
It's your turn, Lance.
I'm not going to release the Kraken.
Yeah, no.
Trust me. And I'm just telling you right now, I cannot get you those things, Gilbert. And I'm not going to come out of my pocket.
He just wants a program.
To get them for you.
Why not?
No, I've done it before.
Gilbert needs a program. He loves programs.
I had before.
Gilbert, what do you do with the programs? I'm just wondering. Are they all the pages
keep
all?
But I keep it. We'll see what here.
Oh, I thought the pages were all sticky.
Why would a program be sticky?
I don't know. I don't know what Gilbert's doing with the Super Bowl program.
They just go in a box.
Yeah, he's a pack rat.
Do you still wear your Super Bowl hat I got you, Gilbert?
Yeah, sometimes.
That's a lie.
That's a lie.
I don't think he's ever worn it. I think he just keeps them as keepsakes.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah. Wait, next we're live remote at Frank's Friday or not?
We're never doing another live remote again.
It's over.
They've banned them.
Why that?
Because John did something inappropriate the last time, so we can't do any live remotes anymore.
The last time?
Sexual harassment again, huh?
Again.
Rachel, right?
What is he talking about? What am I missing here?
I don't know what he's talking about. Actually.
How do you even know who Rachel is, Gilbert?
Who's Rachel and who's sexually harassed? What is happening?
Who are you talking about?
Rachel, we're in the barbecue place.
What? Is he saying?
Oh, he's saying you sexually harassed Rachel's from Rudy's.
Oh, that one. I didn't do that. Gilbert, where did you hear that?
Oh my God! See, y'all got.
I know somebody on the road, somebody down on Metro Rail. You know,
Metro Rail.
Is that that's the rumor going around? Metro
the
Rail.
The word on Metro Rail is you're sexually harassing the girl from Rudy's barbecue.
Well,
is that what's really happening here, John?
All right, Gilbert's done. Gilbert, start another rumor, okay? Something about.
How do rumors get started?
Gilbert starts them.
Gilbert, Lou, and...
Gilbert starts them, apparently. Good Lord. That is terrible. I never, ever sexually harassed Rachel.
You mean not again?
Yeah.
Because apparently there was one on the books that we didn't know about,
Del. He said sexual harassment again.
He sexually harassed her again. Like, what?
What? All right.
And I was like, who is Rachel, that girl from Rudy's? Oh.
Mo. Wow, 713-780-3776. Following Gilbert,
I did harass her for more barbecue.
Yeah, that's what I want. That's all I wanted ever out of Rachel.
There's more.
Get over here.
I see how much you brought. Let's go.
I said, make me a sandwich, and she did.
Was there?
That's all.
I wouldn't say that out loud.
That's as far as it went.
Well, he says
make me a brisket sandwich.
You say, hey Rachel, do you have one of those brisket sandwiches? I would love one, and then she brings one over to you.
That's right.
Not make me a sandwich.
Well, that's kind of the same thing to me. Oh, my God. Gilbert's got me sexually harassing barbecue girls. Good Lord.
Women.
What?
We like to call them women here, John.
You know what? Clint brings something up. When we come back, Clint asked me, in a perfect world, who would you have drafted number four for the Houston Texans? So I'm gonna go with a mock draft at number four for
Quentin
the Texans.
Nelson?
Well, I don't know because they don't have Deshaun. I mean... We gotta decide first. The three of us.
Oh, they wouldn't have Deshaun.
The first thing we'll decide. No, they wouldn't have Deshaun.
Yeah, they wouldn't have
Deshaun. So the first thing we'll decide is who they would have drafted if they stayed.
Well, they wouldn't need anybody because they'd have Tom Savage.
No, they would have. Well, right now at number four, they'd probably be drafting a quarterback, and it would be either Baker Mayfield or Josh Rosen or Josh Allen.
First of all, this is all nonsense because if they had Tom Savage starting the whole year, they'd be drafting number one.
They'd be would be probably drafting 30th if they had him all year. No. They wouldn't have gone to Deshaun and ruined his confidence.
Oh, you know what? It's Mojo Child is the name of David Shaw's band who did the song for us.
Mojo Child.
Mojo Child, yeah.
Cool. You know what's the name of Allied Siding and Windows? Allied Siding and Windows. Mm-hmm. You know how I know? Because it's been there for over 29 years with the same name and same phone number, 713-WINDOWS. 713-WINDOWS. It's 713-WINDOWS. A 30-second call. We'll set up a 30-minute meeting. And there's no high-pressured sales pitch, just a free estimate. And listen, if you get your whole home siding, how about a $500 gift certificate from Amazon? You also get 100% financing with zero down, zero interest for 18 months. That's a key. Because Leonard has told me, he's the owner of Allied Siding and Windows. He says, listen, if you're going to get the James Hardy plank or you're going to get the windows that are just the Anderson windows that are spectacular, whatever you're going to get, we're going to do the job. And we're not going to charge you beforehand because there have been so many instances of other businesses that are, oh, yeah, we're a great siding company and give us 50% down. Great. Now we're closed. That's not the way they do it at Allied Siding and Windows. Nothing down, zero down with a zero interest for 18 months. 713-946-3697. Check out the James Hardy plank. It is the best, and you're going to find that you have all of the selection that you could possibly want with over 1,400 styles and colors. 713-WINDOWS, 713-946-3697. Allied Siding and Windows, affordable, local, reliable.
ESPN 97.5.
All 8:34 on ESPN 97.5. John Lance Dell. Raheel joins us in a little bit if he's on time today. We don't know if he'll be here on time, but that is something that we're hoping that he possibly can. 713-780-3776. That was one of the best Gilbert calls I've ever heard. It's all time for all of us who've been harassed by John Granato to come forward. Me too, 975. That's not a hashtag. Okay.
Well, it could become one.
That is not a hashtag.
We're not going to do that, though. Yeah, I don't know if Gilbert is accurate about his claim, particularly about...
He said that was a rumor on Metro.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Why would the people in the Metro be talking about you and Rachel from Rudy's?
Right. It's terrible.
It's an odd way for that to reach that place.
Rachel is happily married. I'm happily married. There's nothing. Never sexually harassed her. I asked her for a sandwich before. That's it.
That's it.
That's the extent of it. Okay. So there's that. There's that. Gilbert starts another horrific rumor. Thank you, Gilbert, for that. Well, I'm going to get home. Wendy's going to go. So what is this about Rachel?
No, Wendy heard it on the Metro, too. She's like,
you think Wendy heard that on Metro?
Gilbert's actually her second source on it. She heard it on the Metro first.
She might be riding the Metro right now to work.
Yeah. Well, you're the talk of the Metro.
No, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe. I'm looking at at this story here, Dell, and it's not really going to interest you probably.
Is it about golf?
It's about baseball.
Oh, well, that's the second one.
There's your second one. So the 2000, this claims that the 2018 Astros could be the best offense ever.
Why put that story there?
In 2017, the Astros had the best offense in baseball. It's not even arguable. And if you count pitchers, they had the fourth best offense ever in the modern era and the 10th best if you don't count pitchers. Okay. That's how good their offense was. They had nine guys above the league average, which led everybody.
Yeah, it was almost all year is considered an historic offensive performance, which is why I literally lost my mind at trade deadline when they didn't do anything. Like, how in the world could you allow an historic? Because this doesn't happen all the time. Mm-hmm. I know everyone thinks JJ will be great forever. Nothing will ever happen. Mm-hmm. The Astros offense is going to be like this forever.
No one's having a career year. And they did.
No one's having a career year. No one's having the odds of the Astros having the same offensive year are not good.
Well.
But everyone will tell you, no, it's going to be just as good.
Well, no. And this guy's it claims, and this guy is, name is Mike Petriello. Love this guy. Mike Petriello says, look at this, though. Okay, you're getting all of the guys that had great seasons back, and you're losing Beltran, Aoki. We'll find out what happens with Derek Fisher, Cameron Maben, and Juan Centeno. You're losing all of those guys, maybe not Derek Fisher. But Derek Fisher, you would expect to play better. But will they perform better this year or worse than they did last year? Jose Altuve, 346, a 957 OPS. Better or worse?
Worse. Well, I think he's going to be 360.
Why do you think that?
I think people will pitch around him. People won't.
Well, his OPS could go up if you pitch around him.
It could. But I would say worse.
Carlos Correa, 315, 941.
That's what he did last year?
941 OPS.
It's time for him to do about the same.
And he missed how many? He only played in 109 games. Mm-hmm. Josh Reddick, 314, 847. Damn. Down?
Yeah, for sure.
Marwin Gonzalez.
That was one of his career years.
Yeah, right.
Year. Yeah.
And
Marwin Gonzalez, career year last year.
303, 907. Yuli Gurriel, 299, 817.
He's like 34 now? 35?
No.
Yuli came over when he was in
his 30s. But he's only been there 2 years.
Yeah, this is year 3,
32?
Right? Let me see his
age.
Yeah,
but look
he's
at it.
He's 33. He'll be 34 in the summer.
So he hasn't played pro baseball. Look at it. He's had 2 years of pro baseball.
I'm going to say down.
You've said everybody down so far.
No.
Carlos Correa. Carlos Correa is the only one you said wasn't.
I don't think you.
Alex Bregman, 284, 827.
Up.
George Springer, 283, 889.
Now that one you would think could go up.
Well, was a career year. Now, Springer was a 250 to 255 hitter before last year.
Right, but he's in an arc, a career arc. I'm basing everything on career arcs. Reddick should not have the same year. For sure, Marwin. Marwin came out of nowhere. That's a miracle year for Marwin Gonzalez, unless there's some kind of special vitamins. That's who's heard of a year like that for Marwin Gonzalez?
Well, nobody saw that coming, right?
Yuli's hard to say. But most of those guys had career years.
Evan Gattis.
It's so rare.
263, 767.
Well, unfortunately, I think that's more like you're starting to see him come down a little. Well, no, Gattis I don't think is a factor. I'm thinking of Brian McCann.
Yeah.
Brian McCann is at an age where it may be heading south.
241, 759. I can see him doing that again or more.
But historically, I'm just basing it off 100 years of data.
And I think Derek Fisher is going to be better. He was 212 and 663.
Rarely has a team ever improved on a historically great season have they gotten better. I don't know that there's ever been a time in baseball where somebody had one of the great seasons of all time and bettered it the next year. The only way you get to have one of the great seasons of all time is if people have career years all at once, and that's what happened with Reddick. It maybe wasn't a career year, but relatively speaking, he performed well above expectations. I think you could say Yuli potentially did, and certainly...
Yeah, but you don't know. Yuli is only a couple of years in the league, and he was a great hitter in Cuba. Why do you think he wouldn't be good again?
Just because he's in his mid...
Oh, I'm going to go up on Yuli. I think Yuli got better. When the more pitching he saw, the better he got. He was clutch. I think Yuli could be one of the top hitters in the league this year.
Do you think they're better than they were historically? You think it's the greatest offense of all time? And the Astros are 1-2 all-time ever?
This is going to be one of the best offenses of all time again, yes. I believe that.
They have a chance to be. I don't think they're going to reach what they did. There's no way Marwin's going to do what he did. There's no way. Marwin was mauling the ball. Marwin can't do it again? All-star at one point.
He was their best player at one point.
Yeah, that's highly unusual. That's not Marwin Gonzalez. Marwin doesn't do that on a regular basis.
Well, but unless he did it for over 162 is a pretty big sample size.
Unless Marwin Gonzalez is related to Luis Gonzalez, where all of a sudden magically guys start mashing a ball and have this unbelievable production.
Yeah, but he didn't have that big of power production.
Oh, Marwin? Yeah, he was bombing.
Well, no. I mean, relatively speaking, was he?
Well, no, not 50. But his home run total was way above what he normally does.
Okay, and oh, by the way, he is 28 years old, okay? Maybe he just got it last year. He did hit 279 2 years ago, 277. It's not like 303 is that crazy.
Wait a minute. He was 759 OPS was his all-time high, and then last year he was 907. That's a massive jump.
Okay, so but he hit 279 and 277 before this, so he hit 303. Yes, but guess what? He's 6 years into the league now. Maybe he's getting it, and he's only 28 years old.
It could be. He had actually three more plate appearances in 16 than he had in 17, but he had 10 more home runs last year. Well,
he just became a better hitter.
And 39 more RBIs. We're talking about a guy who almost had 100 RBIs. I just don't know if I think that Marwin's going to do the same thing. Now, the good thing is we are talking about mostly younger guys, with the exception of Yuli. But you've convinced me that Yuli is actually young in Cuban age.
And oh, by the way, if you're 32 brought over a 32-year-old birth certificate, guess what? He's probably 26.
That's the rare thing. That's why the Astros not doing anything at the trade deadline was ridiculous. They had to do something. They didn't. I think Leno got afraid of parting with prospects. Jim Crane, you have the Hurricane, and Jim Crane said, we got to do something. And that made it happen. Let's not downplay that. This was a team that wasn't going to do anything until the Hurricane, and Jim Crane said,
When he was in here, he didn't say the Hurricane was the deciding factor.
He didn't say it wasn't.
No. He didn't say that was a deciding factor, though. He said, let's get this job done. Let's win this thing.
The owner had to step in and do that.
Yes. Because Jeff Luhnow, I'm telling you.
Jeff Luhnow looked like, hey, let me tell you, Maury's not afraid to pull the trigger. Jeff Luhnow appeared to be afraid to pull the trigger.
Jeff Luhnow, until the Verlander deal, actually, his trade deadline decisions in 15 and 17 were horrific. Yes. And then he got the Verlander deal done, and now it changed history.
I think, and the owner, it sounds like, and that's what John Smoltz heard, I think, from the owner. John Smoltz was told Jim Crane made that happen.
Yeah.
So I don't know why Jeff Luhnow was
maybe
hesitant to do stuff.
He's a good employee. I'm going to save money
for
him.
Now, I did not have as big a problem maybe as you did with not making moves in some of those years. Because if you're not ready to, I don't believe in giving up guys unless you're ready to win. They clearly were ready to win. And historic offensive performance demands that you give that offense every opportunity to cash in. And it took a while, but finally they did with Verlander, and that was the correct move because your offense ended up pulling you through,
right?
Not your pitching.
Well, but his
offense.
Move back in 15, remember, was Scott Kazmir. Yeah. That was not Tootie. That was bad. It was bad, and you did give up some stuff Scott Kazmir.
Yeah, but you made a relative decision. You tried, but you didn't go bananas.
No. You didn't go bananas, but still, there was something else in 2015 that happened that.
Like, they didn't do anything in the offseason, which a lot of people got upset about. I wasn't upset about it. The time wasn't right.
Yeah.
You just happen to have a good year.
No, listen, he made up for it, obviously, with the Verlander deal. And if it was Jim Crane telling him to do that, then that's great. They got it done with a minute to go before the September 1st deadline. But they did it, and it changed the whole world. It changed everybody's world. But I don't know why I'm exact opposite of you. I think that they can even get better here. George Springer scares me.
You just think everyone's going to be healthy for the most part?
Well, that's the thing. They weren't healthy last year. How much better would they have been in an offense if Carlos Correa had been there, if George Springer wasn't on the IR?
You had guys having monster. That's been a big difference with this team. You had guys having monster production when guys who were hurt, like, you had got certain guys carrying them. Marwin had a stretch where he carried them. Unbelievable. Then Bregman does what he always does, slow start, and then all of a sudden gets on a tear.
They got pitchers to do it, too. Fires was carrying them when Keuchel went down.
You had some fortunate things happen that probably won't happen again, like the Fires thing. But you also have a better pitching staff this year entering the season.
Right.
That's the other thing.
And all right, we got to take a break because we're going to have 94.1 be joining us at the top of the hour.
Yeah. I want to tell you about my friends over at Bill Advisor. Bill Advisor, one of the things that they can do for you, let's say you're really, really busy and you say, I've heard you talk about Bill Advisor and how great they are, but I really don't have time to get on the phone and do this. I've got a lot going on. Here is what you do. You text Bills to 313131. They will text you back and you can get the process started. I can tell you right now, this is what they're going to need. They're going to need a copy of your bill so they can take a look at it, or your online, you know, your login so that you can get into the account and look at your entire bill. I gave my login information. I'm not worried about, what if they get in and do some, what are you talking about? What kind of people do you think I'm sending to you? These people can be trusted. Bill Advisor saved me over $2,000. Frankly, I need to add what they saved me with my internet, which would be $14 off over 12 months, 140, 50, 60, about another 164 off on top of the already over $2,000 savings they had for me in 2000. They can save you money. They renegotiate your bills and they lower your monthly payments so that you don't have to have ridiculous bill totals when you've been a loyal customer of these companies. Text Bills to 313131, and I promise you, for one low monthly fee, and it's low, you are going to find that you're saving hundreds, if not into the thousands, over the course of the year. BillAdvisor.com. Text Bills to 313131.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
Yo, turn me up in the headphones.
Like that?
Yeah.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
So when you hear this, you always have to say, is it the message? Is it Das Effects with Ice Cube? Or is it Bad Boy?
And we got our Bad Boy.
It's Bad Boy. Whatever happened to your friend, your good friend, Mace?
He was a preacher,
but he's not a preacher anymore.
No, currently he's in a back and forth beef with Cameron.
About what?
Cameron said something about Mace in his latest mixtape, and Mace wasn't thrilled with it.
John, do you have any beefs going on right now we need to know about?
No, I really don't. I'm very lovable. Me and Gilbert's got beef
There's
right
no
now.
Twitter beefs with anybody?
I got beef with Gilbert right now. Putting my business out there.
Well, we're only wanting your business. He made a sexual... John, this is kind of a little bit of a sensitive time, and he's throwing sexual assault claims.
Again.
Multiples on a barbecue girl. A girl who works for a company who brings us barbecue at an advertiser.
Yes.
Yeah, John sexually assaulted her again, or sexually accosted her. Sexual
harassment.
Again.
This is the rumor on Metro.
No.
What's Metro getting all up in my
Metro
business?
Metro rail, it's the rumor.
Metro, don't
you. I'm going to shoot you. Ooh. All right. You got any beef going? You got beef going with anybody? Jeremiah?
No, I'm good with Dan Holden.
Not Dan Holden. That's
not
your
Dan
beef?
Dan Holden's my beef, yeah. But other than that, I'll have some in a second. Ask because I've got my mock draft came out, so I'm about to have beef.
Oh, you're going to beef?
Yeah, a lot of beef.
Let's get Trucker Joe in here on ESPN 97.5. Shortest wait times in the business. What do you say, Trucker Joe?
Hey, guys, love the show. I got beef.
Oh, what?
Okay, what's going on?
Hey, man, so today's my birthday. I was having a good birthday. I was listening to you guys on the app like I always do while I travel the country. And I hear Philly Joe get on.
Yep.
And I'm not into shouting out other radio stations. He referenced 97.5 The Fanatic out there in Philly.
Yep.
And he said Philly fans aren't confident about the Super Bowl, and I listen to those guys only until you guys come on at 7 a.m., and then I switch over because I'm faithful like that.
Whoop.
And that guy, Philly Joe, he's nothing. He's not a real Eagles fan. He doesn't believe in us. He can trade in all his Eagles gear and everything like that. Go ahead and get you a Tommy the Rugrats, Roofer number 12, man. You're nothing. Absolutely nothing. I know it's not throw shade Thursday, but man, He's messing up my birthday.
I got to be honest with you.
Okay,
first of all, he's been in Houston for over 20 years now.
Yeah.
Maybe more that we know of.
Yeah.
Maybe more. So he may have lost some of his Philly edge. Just because he has an accent doesn't mean he still has the edge. The second thing is, I'm not saying he does or doesn't. I'm just saying. The second thing is, when he said that, I was like, no, even 97.5, the fanatic in Philly or whatever, I'm thinking, oh, no.
I don't know that
you should speak to them about who they think's going to win.
Don't you think, though, because we had it. We had it with the Astros last year. Oh.
No, we're scared.
They're going to win, yeah.
No, we're a scared city.
Well, don't you think, Philly fan is like, well, something will happen. Oh, look, Carson Wentz went down. Of course he did. Well, the best chance that they've had to win. We've had to win. So guess what happens? Carson Wentz goes down.
You know what? They got to say.
But at some point, the Nick Foles. Nick Foles is going to wake up one morning and go, holy crap, I'm Nick Foles.
You're making assumptions that a Philly fan is analytical and rational. Yeah. Does that feel
right? No, but they do have a defeatist attitude.
You say that, but they've also won with their Eagles teams have been good, but they have come up short. They do have some success in their background with the Phillies. They have had success in their background with the Sixers at, you know, some point.
83.
It's been a little while. Oh. AI, they were in the finals against the Lakers.
83.
No, AI wasn't 83.
No, 83 was Moses. That's the last time they won.
Yeah, that was a little ways. I just don't get the feeling. I think Phillies fans go all in and they believe it every time. They're kind of maniacs. No, I don't think they're defeatist types.
No,
like we are.
I don't know. Every story I saw when Carson Wentz went down was like, well, that's just our luck.
Did you feel that way in Chicago? Or did you just, you know, when you were a kid growing up?
Oh, no, not when Jordan came along.
Well, that's different.
Yeah, that's a whole different deal. No, the Bears was a lot of fun. Bears was just a party.
But you didn't think you were always going to lose all the time?
No. But Philly does. Philly doesn't win as much.
No, they don't. But they also don't feel like they just give in and just say.
No, I'm not saying they're like scared little biz notches. I'm just saying they're like, well, when's the shoe going to fall?
So if they don't think they're going to, I don't think they let you know. Like, we'll let everyone know. No. There's something terrible is about to happen. I just feel it. Like, but the Astros have won the Rockets have won 35 in a row. Oh, we got to map it.
We're going to sports map it next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 94.1. Like a startling sign, the fate had finally found me.
I don't really care what you say.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.